It appears to me that the mayor is actually manipulating, you know, the process to get those endorsements. I mean, he was very punitive and vindictive at the beginning of his last term. Now all of a sudden he is giving the police officers what they want, or at least what he thinks they want. At the beginning of the last term, I understand that...
of this current term?
Yes. Police, you know, apparently were talking about a slowdown, I think, right before the balloon fiesta. And he got very angry and he talked to them, and this is what I hear. And I understand that he changed their hours just because of his vindictive nature. And consequently, they've been on this schedule for some time. Now, you know, getting close to the election, he changes it. Just like the salary increase that he's giving AFSCME employees in January, I think, using basically one-time capital improvement dollars, which is, you know, just amazing to me. But, you know, hey, this is machine politics. What else can you expect?
And was it the same with the fire department? Were you surprised that you didn't have interaction with them before they made their endorsement?
The leadership at the fire department really rolled over early, so I can't tell you what happened there.
Would you also be replacing Fire Chief Robert Ortega?
You know, I don't know what to think there. My thinking is that we've got to get in, and the mayor is entitled to very honestly bring in his own team. You know, I feel like the vetting process wasn't quite what I expected. You know, when I ran for Congress earlier, I went before their board and was asked, you know, some pretty good questions about my stand on certain issues. And this one, I didn't. I had a couple of meetings with some of their leadership, but nothing that was formal or required.
In a public campaign for the city's highest office, do you think that unions are obligated to talk to all three credible candidates in a race to determine their suitability to be mayor?
Well, not only interviewed, but also my feeling is that the membership has to play a part in it. You know, I was a classroom teacher, and every time we had a vote, we had an endorsement coming up, we polled the membership. Teachers do it today, and I suspect that police officers would want that just to make sure that they get the right sentiment, the right feel from the membership.